आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू पार्टिसिपेट इन शौर्य यात्रा टू ऑनर वॉरियर्स हु लेड डाउन देयर लाइव्स डिफेंडिंग सोमनाथ टेंपल इन गुजरात दिस मॉर्निंग। Prime Minister to also inaugurate vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for Saurashtra and Kutch region in Rajkot today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says, India can become self-reliant only by embracing mantra of Swadeshi and Swabhasha. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 records over 4 crore registrations, surpassing last year's Guinness World Record. 27 Indians lured into illegal jobs in Myanmar, rescued back to India. And in cricket, first ODI of the three-match series between India and New Zealand to be played in Vadodara this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will participate in the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv today. The event marks exactly 1,000 years since the first invasion of the temple in 1026 AD, and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. Today, the Prime Minister will take part in the Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession honouring those who defended the shrine. Mr. Modi will also perform puja and offer prayers at the temple. He will then address a public gathering in Somnath. Later in the day, the Prime Minister is scheduled to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. Earlier, on reaching Somnath, yesterday evening, the Prime Minister participated in the Omkar mantra chanting and viewed a spectacular drone show at the temple. Our correspondent reports that the holy shrine is witnessing a huge spiritual gathering, with devotees from across the country participating in these historic celebrations.
Saurashtri Somanatham cha Shri Shailye Mallikarjunam Ujjayiniyam Mahakalam Omkaram Amaleshwaram. The history of Somnath Mahadev Temple, the first of the 12 Jyotirlingas, is a saga of unparalleled resilience and faith. For centuries, this sacred site remained the target of foreign invaders, most notable being the one in 1026 when Mahmud of Ghaznavi plundered its treasure and destroyed the sanctum. Despite the repeated reconstruction efforts by local kings like Bhimdev I, the temple faced further destruction under the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb in late 17th century. In the 18th century, it was the visionary queen of Indore, Ahilyabai Holkar, who ensured that the spirit of worship remained alive by building a new temple adjacent to the ruined site. The turning point in the modern history of the temple arrived with India's independence. In 1947, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel visited the ruins of Prabhaspatan and, moved by its state, took a historic resolve to rebuild the temple to its former glory. Under his guidance, a public trust was formed, leading to the construction of the current grand Chalukya-style structure, which was inaugurated by then President Dr. Rajendra Prasad in 1951. Today, the journey of development continues at Somnath under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Through the Prasad scheme, the temple complex has been improved with modern facilities, including a sea view walkway, the center for tourists, new museum gallery, ensuring that the Somnath temple remains a powerful symbol of India's lasting spirit for the generations to come. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India can become self-reliant only by embracing the mantra of Swadeshi and Swabhasha. Addressing a function at Jodhpur in Rajasthan, he urged people to make and use local products and to converse in their mother tongue at home. Mr. Shah said that language is the key to preserving any society, culture and religion. He said while any language can be learnt or spoken as required to progress in the world, only local languages should be used for conversation with children at home, as it will help strengthen their connection with their roots.
I request everyone that as much as possible, we should insist on using indigenous things. Every trader should decide that if there are things made in my country, then I will trade only those. This indigenous is the other side of self-reliance. And along with indigenous, my request to many young friends and parents is that speak whatever language you have to speak for progress in the world, learn whatever language you have to learn. There is no objection to speaking and learning as many languages as you want, but speak with children at home only in मारवाड़ी एंड हिंदी।
अपने बच्चों के साथ अपनी मातृभाषा में बोलने का आग्रह करिए।
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a pre-budget consultation with states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget of 2026-27. It said that many participants highlighted that the scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment or SASCI be continued with higher allocations. Since 2020-21, the government has released over 4,25,000 crore rupees as 50-year interest-free loans to the states under SASCI. Ms. Sitharaman assured all the dignitaries that the suggestions would be duly examined and suitably considered while formulating the budget. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on the 28th of this month. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has announced two new India Post services, Speed Post 24 and Speed Post 48, which will ensure delivery within 24 and 48 hours. This announcement, made in a program at Pichaur in Shivapuri district of Madhya Pradesh, is being considered as an important step towards the modernization of postal services. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Scindia said that Speed Post 24 and Speed Post 48 will set a new standard of punctual, reliable and fast delivery. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Today in the special series, we take a look at the Jabalpur-Gondia Gauge Conversion Project of the Ministry of Railways.
The Jabalpur-Gondia Gauge Conversion Project covers around 285 kilometers. The project involved conversion of the existing narrow gauge alignment, including the Balaghat-Katangi section, into broad gauge, thereby creating an alternate route to several saturated corridors. In March 2016, the project was taken up under the Pragati mechanism. The review reinforced the importance of time-bound forest clearances, expeditious land transfer by the government of Madhya Pradesh, and close coordination between the ministries of Railways, Road Transport and Highways, and Environment, Forest and Climate Change. In March 2021, it achieved 100% physical progress and delivering the intended operational benefits of an alternate rail route. The resolution of forest and land-related challenges undertaken with due regard to statutory safeguards, compensatory afforestation and environmental compliance was enabled by structured oversight under the Pragati framework and consistent follow-through at the state and district levels. With Akshat Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Social media platform X has admitted its mistake and acknowledged gaps in its content moderation standards. Government sources informed that the company has said that they will operate in accordance with the applicable laws and regulations. The issue came to light after concerns were raised over the circulation of obscene and sexually explicit content on the platform, including material allegedly generated or amplified through its AI tool, Grok. Following scrutiny, around 3,500 pieces of content were blocked and more than 600 accounts were deleted. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 has set a new participation record with more than 4 crore registrations so far, surpassing last year's Guinness World Record tally of 3.56 crore. The update was shared by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, who said the initiative has grown from an annual interaction into a nationwide movement promoting a stress-free exam environment for students. The minister urged students, referring them as exam warriors, to actively join this year's edition and benefit from the Prime Minister's guidance on confidence, focus, well-being and stress management as their exams approach. The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 has begun at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The fair will bring together publishers, authors, readers and cultural voices from India and across the world, a report.
The 9-day book fair will attract participation from over 1,000 publishers representing more than 35 countries. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan inaugurated the grand exhibition. The theme of the fair is Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. The theme pavilion is the main attraction, showcasing over 500 books on military history and hosting more than 100 theme-based events. A key highlight this year is the Rashtriya e-Pustakalaya, a digital library offering access to 6,000 free e-books. This 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair will continue till the 18th of this month. With Rishu Jaiswal, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A total of 27 Indian citizens who were lured to Myanmar with false job promises but were instead forced to work illegally in cyber scam operations have been safely rescued and brought back to India. The rescued nationals arrived in Delhi yesterday and are now proceeding onward to their respective native places to reunite with their families. These stranded Indian citizens were lured by false job promises and subsequently trafficked to the Myanmar border, where they were subjected to coercion, physical abuse and forced cyber scam operations. Iran's authorities indicated they could intensify their crackdown on the largest anti-government demonstrations in years, with the Revolutionary Guards blaming the unrest on terrorists and vowing to safeguard the governing system. There were fresh reports of violence across the country, although an internet blackout made it difficult to assess the full extent of the unrest. The protests, which began on 28th of December in response to soaring inflation, quickly turned political, with demonstrators demanding an end to the current regime. Authorities have accused the US and Israel of fueling the unrest, while a senior US intelligence official described the situation as an endurance game. In cricket, India is all set to start their 2026 season today as they face New Zealand in the first match of the three-match ODI series in Vadodara, Gujarat. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. This will be the last ODI series for India before they head into full T20 mode with the T20 World Cup 2026 and IPL 2026 on the horizon. The second ODI will be played at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot on 14 January, while the third and final match is set to take place at the Holkar Stadium in Indore on 18th of January. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. Dense fog is expected over Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. Similar conditions will prevail over Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, UP and Uttarakhand. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. Papers have widely noticed the historic celebrations at Somnath Temple, the churnings in West Bengal with ED and state government at loggerheads, and international developments like unrest growing in Iran. PM prays at Somnath, says temple symbol of courage, headlines the Asian Age. Sunday Pioneer writes, Omkar mantra reverberates in Somnath. The Sunday Statesman headlines, ED approaches Supreme Court over IPAC raid interference, while Hindustan Times says, ED versus Bengal, fight over raid reaches top court. The top headline in the Hindu says, defying US warning, Iran clamps down on protests. And finally, a copy of the comic book that introduced the world to Superman in 1938 has been sold to a collector for $15 million. The Economic Times writes, it's a comic, it's a collectible, yes, it's Superman's debut. The paper adds that Action Comics No. 1 is considered to be the first American comic book to include superheroes. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to participate in Shaur Yatra to honour warriors who laid down their lives defending Somnath Temple in Gujarat this morning. Prime Minister to also inaugurate vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for Saurashtra and Kutch region in Rajkot today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says India can become self-reliant only by embracing mantra of Swadeshi and Swabhasha. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 records over 4 crore registrations, surpassing last year's Guinness World Record. 27 Indians lured into illegal jobs in Myanmar rescued back to India. And in cricket, first ODI of three-match series between India and New Zealand to be played in Vadodara this afternoon. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.